In this episode of Talking Assets, we catch up with Illuminata Obia, who is a senior at LaSalle University, triple majoring in accounting, business systems analytics, and finance. Illuminata discusses her time at LaSalle as well as her preparations to take the CPA exam.
All right, well, today we have with us Illuminata. How did you choose accounting?
Well, that's a fun fact. I didn't actually choose accounting. I felt like accounting chose me. I wanted to study economics. Let me try accounting and see how it goes. And I fell in love when I took classes of financial accounting and managerial accounting. And I said, okay, I'm just going to keep going.
And so you're also a business systems and analytics major and a finance major, right? You're a triple major. So how did you become a triple major? That's quite impressive.
Well, I actually just wanted to complete 150 credits before I graduate because I don't know if I'm going to be able to do grad school. And I didn't want to like go to any community college after graduation. And I didn't want to be taking just any classes either. I was like, well, instead of completing 150 credits and just choosing whatever class, I'm just going to see if I can add finance. And then okay, I can add finance. And I was like, well, I still have more electives to choose. So I'm going to see if I can add business analytics.
Illuminata has already secured a position with Deloitte for after graduation. And in the next segment, she talks about her time interning with Deloitte.
So after graduation, you already have a job lined up, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to start working at Deloitte. I still don't know when exactly, but it may be around fall.
Okay. And what was the internship like when you did the internship at Deloitte?
It was very interesting. I actually loved it. I enjoy working with my teammates. They were amazing. They were always helpful. We used to have like meetings every day at 9 in the morning. 9 o'clock was the first thing we did. Just to catch up, just to talk, and just to talk about what's going to happen during the day. And then they gave me like a few tasks. And one thing that I liked the most about the internship is that they actually made me work. They didn't make me feel like, well, you're an intern, pass these papers. I mean, that's not a bad thing either. But they actually made me do the work. I started the internship around June, the beginning of June. So by then you don't have the information from the client yet. So they just made me like work on the work papers beforehand and the leading numbers and this and that. So that was actually very good. So I was able to see the before work, before the client's information, and after that, I actually finished the exact same day that we filed everything. So that was actually amazing. I was able to see everything.
In the next segment, Illuminata discusses her preparations for the CPA exam and how she got started in applying to take the exam and how she's studying and preparing for the exam.
And now you're in the process, right, of getting ready for the CPA exam. So do you have any tips on like the application process or finding resources to study? Any tips for other students?
Yeah, so some of the tips that I have is, for example, I rely on a lot of, I actually have like a subscription from another, so I'm using Becker, and it's actually really good.
So how about for like a student that they haven't even done anything related to getting ready for the CPA? Maybe it's like a junior here at LaSalle. Like, where would their first step be for like starting the application?
Well, there is a link that you can go to. It's a link that you sent me a while ago that I use. And you can basically read through it, see what you need, they give you the requirements. And then it's actually very easy, the application. You just go to apply, and then you basically just have to follow the steps. It's very easy. I would suggest to start applying when you're sure, when you're going to sit for the exam, you're sure about the materials, and you're sure about actually committing to that. Because if you pay all that money, you don't actually put enough effort into it.
And so that would be the application piece. And then for a LaSalle student that's a junior, mm-hmm. where can they think about, like, say they haven't had an internship yet, right? And they don't have a firm that's giving them access to Becker or something like that. What resources do we have here at LaSalle that they could take advantage of?
They can use Surgent. I actually use that for a little bit. Surgent's actually really good. They can use it. And they also have access to professors, you know, and if they have questions about anything, I'm annoying myself. I do it all the time. So they can
No. And yeah, well, we're always happy to help with CPA exam questions. And even after you graduate, like, you know, I'm still talking to Manny and Dimitri. And
in this final segment, Illuminata discusses the differences in the requirements to sit for the exam in Pennsylvania and New York.
Yeah, so are you applying for a license in Pennsylvania or are you applying for a New York license?
I'm applying for a New York license. Well, at least for now, because I wanted to do it for PA, but I can't because I'm gonna need 150 credits to be able to sit for the exam. And by then, I'm gonna graduate by then. And I feel like it's a long time to wait. So I wanna take the New York exam, hopefully pass all that soon. And after that, pass the results to PA.
So just for students not aware of this, the requirements to sit for the exam are different in New York than they are in Pennsylvania. Is that right? Could you just explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so New York just asking for 120 credits. I mean, to sit for the exam, because you still need 150 credits to get the license. You need to sit, you need 120 credits, and you also need to have like income tax, accounting 101, accounting 102, advanced accounting, because I've seen that much. Everything that I saw in advanced accounting is there. The requirements are actually very easy, and you're able to sit for the CPA exam while you're still in college.
So this concludes episode 3 of the Talking Assets podcast. We really appreciate you listening. Take care.